And we are not messing around. We're going to get right to it. Lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. And you know we love our first-time guests. And before we get to her to start today's show, well, there's something I've got to share.
I'm Erin Slindy, and I'm a right-side hitter, setter from Rosemount, Minnesota.
And firing an absolute cannon, Erin Slindy.
I love the sport of volleyball because it truly is a team sport. To win a game, you need a good pass, you need a good set, you need a good hit, you need good blockers, you need good servers. So I think it's just an all-around really team sport.
Yep, she played in the Big 12 at West Virginia, class of 2019, a graduate of the Reed College College of Media, a master's from the prestigious Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State. She's now with our local CBS affiliate, KVAL, on Twitter. Use the handle at SlinderErin9. Slindy, I'm sorry. Another outstanding young journalist here in Eugene. Welcome in, Erin Slindy. Erin, quite the opening. Great having you. How's life treating you these days?
Yeah, it was so nice to kind of be back to my my volleyball days. I feel like really since I've been here, you know, finally it's volleyball season now too. So getting to cover volleyball kind of brought me back a little bit. So it's been like so much fun. I feel like I'm literally living the dream. I feel like I've learned so much in just my short amount of time here. So yeah, I'm so happy to be on the show.
So as a first-time guest, a little background, you went to high school in a suburb of the Twin Cities, Rosemount. So as the time to choose the university to pursue your education and other dreams, what made you say, yep, Morgantown, West Virginia, that's for Erin?
Yeah, I get this question a lot, but really, thankfully, I grew up in a real hotbed for club volleyball. So I played for a club that won multiple national championships at the junior level. So I was recruited by a lot of colleges. Probably since I was in eighth grade, I was a starter on the varsity volleyball team as an eighth grader. So I got a lot of attention from that. And after that, you know, the rest was kind of history. I ended up committing to the University of Iowa when I was a sophomore in college, a sophomore in high school. And then a year later, just didn't think it was the place where I wanted to go. So I ended up decommitting, turning down a full scholarship to kind of put my name back in the hat. And the assistant coach at the time, Becky Rudnick, who is now Becky Hong, reached out to me and came to watch me play as a junior and offered me. And so once I took a visit to Morgantown, got to know the team, got to know the coaches, I just thought it was a great place for me to go and grow as a person, grow as an athlete. Reed had just gotten the job at West Virginia. It was his second season when I went. So it was a great opportunity for me to have an immediate impact on a team playing in the Big 12 against some of the best volleyball teams in the country. So I thought it was an opportunity that I just simply couldn't turn down and, you know, wouldn't be here today without it.
And here you are on Eugene Radio. Who'd have thunk it?
Who would have thunk?
Before we get to Oregon and Oregon State football, being a sportscaster, sports anchor, and like you said, a terrific volleyballer yourself, what could you tell us about getting to know and to watch, in essence, one of the all-time great Ducks in Brooke Nunneviller do her thing? I mean, how much of a joy has that been?
Yeah, so it's honestly really funny because I came from Arizona, and while I was in Arizona getting my master's degree at Arizona State in the Cronkite School, I was coaching club volleyball, and I actually ran into her mom, who is also a club volleyball coach. She actually owns the Aspire club there that we've played multiple times. So, you know, once I found out that Brooke was at Oregon, I also did some color commentary and play-by-play announcing for ASU volleyball. I kind of knew about Brooke before I even had got here. So the first chance that I got to do a volleyball story, you know, I asked to interview her, and it was funny just connecting with her. And pretty much right before I came here, like being a part of what she was a part of her whole life. So I just feel like it helped me get to know her without even talking to her about, you know, what her upbringing was like in the competition in Arizona volleyball, and know how it got to her, where she is today, and seeing her play and pretty much lead the the Ducks now has been super fun. So I love Brooke. She's a great player, and I can't wait to see them play against Stanford on Sunday.
Yep, number 5 Cardinal. It's a great story. Small world. We continue with Aaron Slindy, KVAL. So I mentioned your background and being so wired into sports before you arrived. It's been a little less than a year, right, to become a Eugenian. We always hear Oregon is a national brand. Nike, Final Fours, Rose Bowls. How would you describe your knowledge and view of Duck sports before you moved here?
Well, I definitely knew just because of it is a national brand. And as you know, I grew up in Big Ten country when it was, you know, all of the Big Ten schools in the Midwest. Obviously, we played we traveled a lot of different places, but I feel like West Coast was one of the places that we did really play. So I definitely knew about the Pac-12. We played a lot of players that went and played in the Pac-12. But I just think that, Oregon is a, all of those Power 5 schools, especially when you're being recruited in any sport, like, you know who those schools are and who the top competitors are. Oregon is a well-known brand. Obviously, being connected to Nike helps them so much. And definitely, I feel like that's one of the reasons why younger athletes, are attracted to this school. And so I feel like being here now, I'm, like, slowly starting to, like, understand and see, like, why it is and why people do know the brand so well and how awesome it is to see a school that, I mean, because West Virginia was also a Nike affiliate. So, getting the chance to see all of their gear and now being so close to Nike here in Eugene, kind of, like, gotten more into, like, the fashion brand style of it. I think has been really, really cool. But I just think that there's always going to be those schools in the Power 5, I think Oregon included, that are just top-tier national brands. And I would definitely fit Oregon in that with those schools, no matter what sport it is. I mean, you just know that they're going to be a competitor in every sport.
Let's get to some football. The BYU win. I saw the preview you did with your colleagues, Hayden and Trevor. You in particular talking about the offense after bombing out against Georgia, exploding against a lesser Eastern Washington. So, Aaron, from a show-me angle, what was your evaluation of how Bo Nix and that offense performed on that big national stage last Saturday?
I mean, a lot of credit to Bo for what he's done these past 2 weeks, because after that first performance at Georgia, there was a lot of pressure on him and there were a lot of people that doubted him. But to come back and have that performance against Eastern Washington, there were still doubters that said, okay, that's great, but what can you do against a real opponent? And for him to come out and rush for 3 touchdowns, add another 2 on top of that, just, I think, really secured in Ducks fans' minds that Bo is a quarterback that can get you to where this Ducks team wants to be, where Dan Lanning has his mind set for this team, which is to be a football playoff contender. And I think that, it'll be interesting to see what happens heading into Pac-12 play. I know the Ducks go on the road, playing Pullman this weekend, so I know their last away game wasn't exactly the way they wanted it to go, but I mean, against another, strong Washington State team that has had a great start to their season as well, I think it'll be another good matchup. But I think there were a lot of doubters that, and they made it very clear that the staff and the team has had all of the confidence in Bo, but it wouldn't be possible without the level of maturity that he has as a player and as a person, for someone to come back and do that and prove people wrong like he did. So I think that's a lot of credit to him. Also a lot of credit to, the receivers, the running backs. They have a great variety of offense that they run with Coach Dillingham's team. So I'm really excited to see kind of how they continue to grow. Also along with their defense, I just feel like they're on a great track. Obviously, they started probably a little lower than they wanted to, but they've made 2 great strides these past weeks. So I'm really excited to see how they kind of take it from here and if they are able to keep it on that upward slope.
Who would have thunk that when it comes to quarterback, the coaches know more than people on Twitter and the fans? It's kind of a bit of a surprise there.
Who would know?
Continue with Aaron Slindy of KVAL. Let's get to some Oregon State football. You know, they broke the bowl drought last year. From the Pac-12 media to locally, it's the most optimism I've seen in 8 years. You knew the first couple games, Boise State, Fresno, would be tough. So what were your thoughts of the Beavs heading into the season? And what about them being unbeaten on the brink of the rankings starting Pac-12 play?
Yeah, well, I think it's really interesting. Obviously, with the Beavers and the way that they allowed the media to kind of watch fall camp, you really got to actually see these players firsthand develop. I mean, I remember that, you know, the start from the spring game was the fact that they really needed to throw the ball downfield more. And, you know, even through fall camp, it was a big focus. Their first scrimmage, they didn't score one touchdown. There was not one touchdown scored in their first scrimmage of fall camp. But after that, I mean, you look at the game against Boise State, they looked like almost a completely different team. Maybe it was just because their secondary is so strong that their offense looked so good. But I definitely feel like they're off and rolling now. And, I mean, you have players like Luke Musgraves. I know he's not going to be available for their game against USC, which will be a huge bummer. But they have players like Luke Musgraves and Jack Coloto that can just do so much. I think this team has really grown quickly, and I just think their motivation after just getting, you know, a small taste of what it's like to go to a bowl game and compete postseason, like a lot of players on that team decided to come back because they felt like there was unfinished business in the Oregon State football program. So I feel like there's a sense of almost vengeance on the team that they're out to prove people wrong this year. So I just feel like coming into the season, that was the vibe. And although the first week of fall camp might have not gone as planned, and maybe that's just credit to how strong their defense is, their offense has also come a really long way. So I'm excited to see what they can do on the offensive side against USC, but also what their defense has to step up and do against one of the arguably best offenses right now in the NCAA.
Couple final thoughts for Aaron of KVAL. In your Twitter profile, you describe yourself as a sportsaholic. So being from just south of Minneapolis, were you and your family down the line kind of Twins, Vikings, T-Wolves? Curious as to, I guess, your rooting interests when you were young that got you so passionate that it was something you wanted to pursue, not only as a player, but, you know, a way to earn a living as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's so funny that you asked, because I've really, you know, reflected on, you know, how did I get here? Like, what were the series of events for me to get here? But really, my dad grew up a little bit south of Madison, Wisconsin. So he is a Green Bay Packer fan, a Bucks fan, but he's also a Cubs fan. He played baseball in college at Mankato State, which is now Minnesota State, where he met my mom, who was also a free sport athlete in high school. And so I just feel like with their athletic backgrounds, pretty much I was brought up playing every single sport. I played soccer, I played tennis, I swam, I played basketball, I played volleyball. So I feel like, you know, I was a three sport club athlete. I mean, when I was in sixth grade, I was doing traveling sports for swimming, basketball, and volleyball. And I was an insane athlete growing up. Like I remember I won every single mile in our elementary school. And I feel like that's I feel like that might be one of my best accomplishments, like to win the mile that many times. I mean, I think I just grew up with such an athletic background that when I started being recruited in eighth grade, you know, me and my parents kind of sat down and we were like, well, you know, if you're going to have to start looking at colleges, you should probably figure out what you want to do. And so we kind of just came to the conclusion that something that would make sense for me to study is something that I loved and I knew a lot about, which was sports. And combined with my personality, I just was a talker. I was outgoing. I was super personable and friendly. And, you know, I cared about other athletes and my teammates and other sports. I mean, I just loved being around the environment of sports. And so it was easy for me just to kind of pursue this career path. A lot of my focus growing up was on playing volleyball. I mean, I put my complete heart and soul into that. And so it really wasn't until college that I really explored what my ceiling could be like in this career, and kind of how to, using my skills that I took from playing sports and using them to become the best journalist, best reporter, best anchor, best, you know, person that I could really be. And so I feel like now it's funny that was like one of the first years that I've really had time to put all of that effort into reporting. And so it's been amazing to see how much improvement I've gotten. But also I feel like being especially a college athlete and being in a city that's so revolved around college sports, I just feel like I'm able to feel for a lot of these athletes. You know, when after that tough, like, Georgia loss, like, I was there with them. Like, I know how that felt. Like, I felt that heartbreak. I felt, like, how low that can be, and, you know, how the work you have to put in order to come back from that, and the credit that you deserve to come back from that. So I just feel like, you know, I'm super blessed to be here, and I can confidently say without sports, I wouldn't be here today. But I feel like, you know, I know the impact that sports can have on your life personally, because I wouldn't be here today without them.
So mom was a baller, dad was a baller, Erin was a baller and a talker, and she cared, so you add it all up. Not really that surprising you're here. The last thing I want to get to is kind of a little preview. So when folks tune in to Hayden and Trevor and you this weekend on KVAL, where are you all going to be tonight, tomorrow, and just, you know, put your marketing hat on and let us in on it.
Yeah, so this weekend, me and Trevor will be in Oregon State at Research Stadium covering the Beavers and the Trojans. And then Hayden has made the long trek up to Pullman this week, so he'll be covering the Ducks versus the Cougars up at Washington State. So we'll have all the coverage for you at our shows on KVAL at 6 and 11 and KMTR at 6:30 and 11. So I'm really looking forward to another great week of college football. I mean, I think so far our coverage has been awesome. I feel like we've all grown each week. And I just feel like, you know, when you have so many people in a room, Ronald to be there anchoring for us, he's our kind of holding down the fort in the studio. I think when you have a group of people that are just so passionate and so just excited, like we are just as excited as the players, coaches, and fans to be on the sidelines at those games and be reporting for everyone here in our area. You know, I hope people tune in because you know, we get a lot of inside info that you know, you might not know if you're just at a fan going to the game. So yeah, tune in and hopefully both come out, Beavers and Ducks come out with wins again this week. That would be awesome.
Folks, she's Erin Slindy, KVAL Sports. Beyond her knowledge and polish as a sportscaster, bringing the joy, the passion to the great work she does, online, KVAL.com. Her Twitter handle is at SlindyErin9. Erin, great having you on. You absolutely rock. Have a great weekend. And, of course, look forward to talking again soon.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on, Steve.
All right, take care. Erin Slindy.